Saturday, January 3rd. Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to Titus, chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. Dearly beloved, the goodness and kindness of God our Savior appeared. Not by the works of justice which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the laver of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost, whom he hath poured forth upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we may be heirs according to hope of life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul alludes to the sacrament of baptism. This text is brought by many to prove that baptism, like every other sacrament, produces its effect by its power, independently of any disposition on the part of the receiver. We are saved, says the Apostle, not by the works of justice or any good works we have performed, but our salvation must be attributed solely to the mercy of our Savior, God, manifested to us by the washing itself of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost. The laver of regeneration is baptism, by which we are born anew, the adoptive children of God, by the grace of the Holy Ghost. All presumption of human merits, which have not the grace of Jesus Christ for their principle, is here completely confounded, and the whole glory of our salvation is justly attributed to the mercy of God through Jesus Christ. The effusion of the water upon the body in baptism is a figure of the salutary effusion of the Holy Spirit in the soul to renew it and to make it a child of God. This admirable, and I may say divine, adoption is the sole foundation of a Christian's hope, as the eternal life of the blessed is the sole end of this adoption. The Gospel from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. At that time the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem, and let us see this word that is come to pass, which the Lord hath showed to us." And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. And seeing, they understood of the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all that heard wondered, and at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Haydock Commentary. The thoughts of the shepherds were, "The word which always was, let us see how it is made for us. That which we could not see when it was the word, let us see because it is made flesh." So says Venerable Bede. See how particularly the scripture weighs the meaning of every word. The shepherds hasten to see the word, for when the flesh of the Lord is seen, the word is seen, which is the Son. So says St. Ambrose. They saw this with the eyes of their body, but with their internal eyes they discovered other wonders, namely that he who lay there in such great poverty was their Messiah, their great King, and the Son of God. Mary kept all these things, and compared what was accomplished in her concerning the Lord with what had been written of him by the prophets. So says St. Ambrose.